This is Feelsy Breakfast.
So it's just gone 6:46 this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We're with you until 9 a.m. Now, moving along to our first feature, the Western Cape government has cautioned residents against becoming too relaxed about the COVID-19 pandemic. Provincial health authorities last Thursday said they noted an increase in infections in certain clusters in the Cape in recent weeks. Now, they have since reiterated the importance of adhering to the protocols to prevent a second wave like those experienced in parts of the Northern Hemisphere. Overnight, we've seen the national death toll increase by 63 deaths. We've also seen new confirmed cases nationally of 1,662. That recovery rate sitting in at 90% still. But joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more is Premier Alan Windey. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Now, of course, you know, over the past few weeks, we've seen, you know, the relaxing of restrictions, but we've also seen South Africans and those within the Western Cape as well sort of takes a very lax approach to the pandemic. Perhaps, you know, starting off with some of the observations that have been made.
Well, definitely. I mean, you can see it. You can feel it. People feel that that we are out of the woods and you can drop your guard. And definitely that is not what can happen. I mean, I think we would be crazy not to learn from what's happening in the Northern Hemisphere. You know, as these other countries go through exactly what we are going to go through, because it's the nature of this virus. They were ahead of us when it began. They were ahead of us when they dropped off their curve. We did exceptionally well in flattening our curve, and it really would be a pity if we just relax now and we get, you know, sometimes you've seen it in other countries, their second wave has actually been worse than their first. So we've got to make sure that that doesn't happen to us. We monitor it very, very closely. So, you know, we watch it by region. So we've got the regions in the city, and then we watch it across the city, I mean, across the province, districts. And then we've got teams in each of those districts, and we just monitor the numbers. And the interesting thing for me is that everywhere it seems to be dropping nicely. We had a bump in the northern and western regions of the city about 2 weeks ago, and then last week we saw a bump in the southern region of the city. The southern region of the city, predominantly young people. If I look at the results of the test positive cases 2 weeks ago, the age group of 15 to 25 was 14%. And then last week it increased quite drastically to 39%. And you know it's linked to, you know, school finishing, specifically for matrix. We saw them, they finished their mock exams and then started to go out in the evening, and we really are watching that very closely. We had some of our team out over the last couple of days, busy having a look at some of these nightlife places. We visited probably now close to 200 of these places, just making sure that the rules are adhered to. But, you know, obviously we can't police our way out of this. The only way we could manage this is if citizens play their part. And, we've got to make sure that we understand social distancing, washing of your hands and wearing your masks. Those are the critical things that we have to get right.
Now, Premier, obviously, you know, with the various sectors reopening, especially within the entertainment sector, you know, we're bound to see some of these isolated booms happening in terms of those infection numbers climbing. And, you know, if I'm just looking at, like you mentioned, the incident in the southern suburbs, you know, where basically an establishment is saying, you know, we have all rules and protocols in place, but like you say, it's up to the individuals.
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, it's both. You know, obviously the you know, wherever you are, whether it's a place of work, whether it's a social gathering place, you know, from retail to faith-based you know, gatherings, we've got to make sure that all of the rules are adhered to. And that's why, you know, I mean, you can see that our numbers of where you can gather, they're growing. You know, you can have more people outside versus inside because it's safer. You have less people at a funeral because people are we're human beings, and you want to console people, so you end up, you know, breaking that social distance barrier because you have to give someone a hug at a funeral. You know, these are the risk spaces that are not normal, and we've got to understand that it's not a normal environment that we're in, and it's not easy. I understand it's not easy, but please, we all have to play our part. It is critical that we do that because, you know, I think for me, we owe it to specifically those who've lost loved ones, but we also owe it to those who've lost their jobs. We cannot afford a further lockdown. Our economy can't afford it. And so I think, you know, just a small sacrifice will help so many more people.
Premier, if I can just come in here very quickly, you know, everybody's talking about the second wave, you know. Are we as a province ready? Should that second wave hit?
Well, I think I want to say yes, absolutely. We haven't dismantled all of our extra hospital space. We've kept the R300 hospital, which we now renamed the Hospital of Hope. We've still got the one out in the Wineland district, and then we've increased the number of beds in most of our hospitals around the province. And so all of those have remained in place, although we might be using them for other purposes right now. It's a waste if you need a bed, you must use it. But it is all there. We are getting way better at managing, you know, comorbidities, understanding where the risks lie, so that we make sure that we're minimizing deaths, etc. Should it come, we really are. And I think what we're doing is we're really upping our testing, so we know that we've got to know what's going on. You need to test more and more and more. But it's also, again, it's a partnership, and yeah, we can do our bit, but we need everyone to do their bit. And yeah, we'll continue to monitor it. I mean, I can tell you, whether it's a town in our province, how many cases in the last 7 days, how many cases in the last 14 days, are we getting better or worse? Where are these hotspots? We zoom in, go and find out what the reason, what was the spreader. So that we get to understand this virus more, and by doing that, we know that we are ready and preparing ourselves. But I just say it just makes so much sense for us. We know so much more. So why not, keep the flattening of the curve going? Why allow a second wave to come? So, but that means we've all got to play our part.
Yeah. Now, Premier, you're talking about, you know, flattening the curve, and earlier you also spoke about, you know, some of the sectors. Sabre asked you about opening up, etc. And you could then, it would be reasonable to see some sort of, you know, infections going up in certain parts of the province. But with that said, do you then also think it is then a good, call still for finance and economic opportunities? MEC David Meneer, who wrote a letter based basically to Minister of Home Affairs to request his urgent intervention, basically to lift the handbrake, sort of, you know, on international travel business here in the Western Cape as well. Do you think that's been a good call right now?
Yeah, absolutely support that call, and I'll tell you why. So, for example, what we do is we monitor the cases per 100,000. So I can tell you that 2 weeks ago, the cases per 100,000 in Beaufort West were just short of 300, and the cases per 100,000 in London were just over 97, so just short of 100. Now, if you wanted to, you weren't allowed to travel to Cape Town from London. Even if you had a test, you weren't allowed to travel, but you could travel freely from Beaufort West to Cape Town. Now, I'm saying that in the interest of the economy, if you put the right framework in place, in other words, a test, you download the app, we've got a record of where you are, etc. We know that the management of the virus then is in place. And this is how we must learn, because at the end of the day, we've got to make sure we save jobs. So I'm saying whatever the mechanism of saving jobs, let's make sure that we get the protocols right, and then we must open up the economy. And if the protocols are there of testing, you're minimizing your risk. You're hugely minimizing your risk. So then open it. And the other problem that we have is we are a tourism destination. So, you know, thousands and thousands of people rely on tourism to put food on the table. So our problem is we need to actually allow those jobs to come back. And so what are those mechanisms you can put in place so that we can increase the tourism numbers, so that we can get those jobs back and people can put food on the table and pay for their school fees, etc. We need to get that in place as long as we're doing it safely. And that makes sense to me. You know, make sure that you've got the right protocols in place, because we have to get our economy going. It was already in a very, very precarious space before COVID-19 came along. You know, we lost 321,000 jobs in the Western Cape, you know, during the lockdowns and because of this virus. That's a huge number of jobs, and we've got to get them back as quickly as possible.
Premier, we have about 60 seconds to go. And just in closing, you know, we know within the private sector, in terms of the hospitals, you know, they have eased up on restrictions. However, I do know some of our state hospitals, you know, are still pretty intense with those restrictions. Perhaps, you know, just speaking to us briefly in terms of the determining factors. If I think of hospitals, state hospitals, I'm speaking about Victoria Hospital, for instance, where those restrictions are still in place. You know, is it likely that some of our state hospitals might have these relaxed to a certain degree?
I want to say, you know, we're trying to relax. I mean, I had a call from or a mail from one who said, please, can we help? You know, she's going to give birth and she really would like a partner with her, and our rules are, no, that can't happen. So we're looking at those kind of things. But at the end of the day, a hospital space is where people go, and you need to minimize the risk, not only of COVID-19, but of other people going there for other reasons. You know, they might be already at risk because they're going there because they're a diabetic, or they're going there because, you know, they've got hypertension, and so therefore we need to try to minimize the risk. We will look at relaxing them, but we also want to make sure that we're staying safe.
All right. Well, Premier Alan Windey, we thank you for your time this morning and sharing those details with us. That was Premier Alan Windey from the Western Cape Government speaking to us this morning.